Since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive. And hello once again. It is Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi.
And this is Brent Belongi along with Bob Belongi.
Analog living in a digital world. Welcome to the program with goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and of course tech news that we certainly hope you could use. We take our observations, and we don't take advertising from major corporations. We'd love to take advertising from major corporations and tell you about their products, but nobody has yet found us interesting enough to.
That could be a good thing.
Yeah,
actually.
It could be. So, opinions and reviews are strictly our own. Nothing here paid for, except for Advanced Automotive, and we'd talk nice about them even if they weren't our sponsors. Because they are really cool people.
You sound distracted there.
slightly. It's a distracting sort of weekend.
Well,
because
we don't know about you listeners' lives, but ours has been busy.
Has December just, I mean, the whole year just went whoosh by.
Halfway
and
through the month.
Bisected by the massive wildfire, and we never really caught our breath after that.
No.
Well, one big fire after another.
Yes. When you could start to breathe again, boom, here comes another highly destructive fire.
A lot of friends down in Paradise, and still, we went down to Rolling Hills the other night, and bless their hearts for opening their RV lot to evacuees and people who were displaced. They're feeding them. That's pretty cool.
Yep. That is. Then you get free meals.
Yeah. So you just have to show them your ID, and they're keeping track because you have to sign a chit when you get a free meal there at the buffet. But that's pretty cool from Rolling Hills to offer that to those displaced, and a lot of displaced people. I mean, when you lose 12,000 houses, that's a lot of people suddenly with no place to live in a county that didn't have a lot of surplus housing to begin with.
Right. Yep.
So.
Busy.
But fortunately, of course, with our mobile devices, we can stay in touch with each other. We've tracked down some folks who were, we didn't know what their status was. And through mobile devices and social media, we were able to figure out that they were okay. I didn't see anybody making use of the Facebook marked safe. It's like,
a few people did, okay. But not too many.
Not too many, and I found that interesting because usually there's, if it happened in a major city, of course, I'm safe, and it was never really a big deal. But this, of course, was a big deal. We have, let's see here, this is the 15th. We will do another broadcast on the 22nd and another one on the 29th, and that will be it.
For us on KCNR.
Yeah. We will put the show on standby while we figure out our next move, because I'm going to be focused myself personally on transitions for the station, new studio equipment, and specifically our automation, which is the computer that runs the station when there's nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it runs the station when there is somebody here. And then the FM channel that has to... in the middle of winter, they're going to be constructing a station on South Fork Mountain, which can get pretty darn brisk up there. It's not a super high altitude, but it's high enough that it can get a little nasty up there when the weather turns ugly.
Indeed.
It'll all happen. It's just that timing is everything, and this was probably not the best time of year to end up doing this, but that's how the cards hit the table.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Interesting thing last night, we have a Amazon Fire Cube, which is a neat little what's called an over-the-top streaming device, because we have our Amazon Prime subscription. But
not over-the-top as in, you know, fancy schmancy,
right?
You know,
it's a form of the technology,
yeah.
Rather than a cable box. It picks up, it connects directly to the internet and streams our content, which we have Hulu, Netflix, and HBO, as well as the Amazon Prime channels, and that covers just about everything that we want to watch. Plus an over on the air antenna,
right?
Which is we rarely use, but it has happened a time or two. All running into a now there's smart TVs that will do all of the above, but you get a lot more flexibility with the Fire Cube because it's now integrated with, of course, the A-Lady with the personal digital assistant, and you can keep it real simple with, hey, A-Lady, or you don't even have to say hey. You say hey when you're talking to your Google. You
say,
just say,
hey, Google. Oh,
A-Lady, play the next step, play blank show. In our case, it was Last Ship for the last couple of weeks was our indulgence. And the system would know what we had watched up to that point. It would select the next episode, go to that stream, and start playing it all within a few seconds, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
A little buffering time, but we get a remarkably good picture.
Yeah, very satisfied with that.
On our AT&T UVerse, but I'm curious to see how much better and faster it works on a Charter 100 megabit.
Yeah, super duper.
Yeah,
cable,
much
cable
higher
internet,
speed.
Yeah.
When does super high speed come to Reading? I don't know. Charter people around here, I think you can get up to about 60 megs. I don't know if they're going to roll out 100 or in where we're going.
We can get a gig where we are.
We can get gigabyte service, and that's
amazing.
That's downloading a movie in a couple of seconds, which is pretty cool stuff.
Might go for that someday. We didn't get that. We don't really need it at this point. And, of course, because it is nice like that, it's not like you get to pick your speed. For one price, you pay
it's
for that
tiered,
gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will
so
pay for
far,
that high speed.
On a show earlier today, they were talking about net neutrality. So far, we haven't seen a lot of effect. For instance, we haven't seen AT&T blocking any services or throttling them way down so that you're forced to look to AT&T for your content. And I haven't heard too much in the way of reports of Charter doing that either, because I think that the powers that be are savvy enough to know that if they start clamping down on your Apple TV to force you to watch their stream,
this is what I'm thinking is
that, the consumers are going to say what?
I think that the effects that aren't showing up because they're not doing anything, because as you said, the ramifications of actually doing something significant.
Yeah, the extremely negative publicity, because let's face it, cable companies are already pretty just slightly above used car salespeople, no offense intended, on the scale of
popularity.
Dislike. Yeah, and politicians, of course, are the bottom most, deserved or not. But we're going to look at a couple of things today. I didn't pull it up, but we're going to have to search for tech buys for the holiday season.
Yeah.
Now, I would not buy... Myself, I would not buy a new TV until after Christmas.
Just before Super Bowl.
Just before Super Bowl is a sweet time because the stores are trying to get rid of their Christmas inventory. And there's always a push for screens prior to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that would probably...
Which is amusing, you know.
Yeah.
They put stuff on sale, but they're also looking at trying to do...
Plus the new sets
inventory
of
inventory reduction, that kind of stuff.
The new sets have been announced at Consumer Electronics Show.
at CES.
Hmm.
Right after the first
not on
of
the
year.
Market,
right, but people who have heard that there's a new Gee Whiz smart TV that brews cappuccino on the side that's been announced.
Read your mind and know what show you're thinking about.
Right. The tech-savvy bleeding edge folks are going to see that, and they're going to hold off on buying. Well, the retailers know that, so they're going to drop back a little bit and drop those prices down just to pull you in a little bit more. When it comes to a big screen, Samsung, LG, Sony, there's some other major brands. If you have never heard of a TV brand, I would do a little research before spending money on it.
Be a little wary of the quality of these sets, because usually the non-name brands are also quite, shall we say, affordable.
How do we make them cheaper? We make them with crappier parts. So I would not. Same with a tablet. And you got to be careful with tablets and such, and even smaller form factor TVs. You may see a name like Kodak or Polaroid, mm-hmm. something that you know. What's happened is those are no longer the original companies.
Right.
That's a Chinese company that has bought that trademark.
Right. Or
and is stamping it like the Polaroid. There was a Polaroid tablet that I briefly had that was a complete paperweight. It was just a total waste of time. the specs were marginal, and it was so loaded with bloatware that the poor thing couldn't even run.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
This is me. I usually track this stuff.
It always pays to go online and read the reviews of a particular something. If you have a data plan on your phone and you're standing in Costco or Walmart or wherever it is that you're shopping, and have an odd, we did it once in Fred Meyer's in Oregon.
They thought we were crazy because we'd stand in front of the Samsung and then go stand in front of the LG. And then we stand off to the, because that's an important thing about a flat screen TV. How far off the center line can you get and still have a reasonably decent picture, yes. That's not quite as big a thing as it used to be. Back in the days of plasmas, and especially with projection TVs, if you got off axis, in other words, you weren't sitting dead in front of it, your picture quality just took a nosedive to become unwatchable. If you got past about 45 or 60 degrees, suddenly you didn't see anything. Most flat screens are now about 110-degree viewing angle.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit anywhere in the room and get a fairly decent look.
But check out the reviews of said products, you know, even if you do it right there on the spot, and see what people have to say. And like anything else, like using Yelp when you travel to check out a restaurant or something like that, you can kind of tell if, you know, the ratings that are there are pretty much a good spectrum of what people really think. And usually a big brand name product's going to have a lot of reviews.
Yeah.
And so that helps too. Not every one of those is going to be a troll out there. That just isn't the way it works.
Yeah.
And be sure and read some of them if you're interested. I always read a few of the top ones. I will read more of the bottom ones. And a lot of times those people are just irritated or they didn't know how to use it. Right. Yeah. They're unclear on something or what have you. So anyway, it is good. And even with the top brands, they don't always have...
There are tiers.
Yes, there are levels of products even in the top brands. So and let's say you have Sony. Sony has different levels of quality. So, you know, I think to me, if you're going to be shopping for a TV, you can do some research ahead of time. And if one sounds really interesting, try to find out who in town has that so you can actually go see it.
Right. Right.
Because you're going to be spending a lot of time staring at this thing, and so you really should go. It's like a piece of furniture. Take a book and sit in that easy chair for a while and see if it really agrees with your back or what have you.
Yeah, and you may discover that the showroom floor is probably the worst possible environment to watch
that's true. The
video
lighting
screen
is atrocious.
In.
Yeah, the lighting is atrocious.
Because it's nowhere close to what it's going to be exposed to. So in order to make these TVs pop, in order to make them stand out, they have a showroom setting that really pushes the contrast, really pushes the colors. And you notice these demo videos that are very, very vivid. Mm-hmm. You got the green frog with red eyes, and the thing practically jumps off the screen at you.
Yeah, it's pretty unrealistic. The ferns are just kind of yellow-green, and you go, that's not what that really looks like.
But you take this thing home, and it's still on the showroom setting. It's going to blow your retinas out.
That looked quite unnatural. It does even in the store.
There are resources now where you can, in fact, Disney puts out a great Blu-ray disc that helps you set the levels of your TV. And it's not that hard. There's only a couple of settings that you should monkey with, but they make a dramatic difference. Brightness and contrast, color level, things like that, sharpness. Turn that sharpness control all the way to zero, because in order to make a picture look sharper, it induces artifacts. There's some great, the Imaging Science Foundation has some great tutorials on how to get the best out of your TV flat screen. Don't just leave it on the stock, because I installed home theater for a number of years. Don't just leave it on the stock settings, because you're never going to be completely happy with it.
Yeah.
And watch a variety. Watch your favorite movie that's got a lot of dark scenes in it. And if you watch a lot of action movies or movies that have a lot of dark scenes, consider spending the... It's probably going to make sense, if you are a big movie fan, to go ahead and spend the extra money on an OLED.
Yep.
With that extra, with those really deep, rich blacks instead of a washed out looking gray, which is what a lot of LCD, a lot of the cheaper LCD TVs give you. And that is because of the technology involved. And OLED is a direct emitter of light. And LCD is, you're looking at a filtered light.
Part of the problem is, once you get somewhat educated about how all of this technology works, you can really see those differences. So sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
If you're motivated by price and not really by look or whatever, then that's one thing. I think you can strike a happy medium with a really good picture and that nice sharp black and bright white. For a medium price, it's not outrageous.
Is the teen in the house going to be using that set for gaming? That puts an awful lot of strain on that set. So, shop according to that. If the TV does multiple time as an Xbox screen, you want a TV that's fairly robust. But back to the Fire Cube, apparently Amazon issued a update to the Fire Cube's operating system, because it mentioned when I first turned it on, there was a bunch of new features. Having to do with now the A-Lady will take multiple inquiries, which Google Home was already doing this. But you can give a chain of inquiries or commands. Right now, what you had before is you could say, set an alarm for 5 a.m. and then do that for every day. Well, on our Google Home, we could say, set an alarm for 5 a.m. Monday through Thursday.
Right, a multifaceted request.
Right. But Alexa, said her name. I just set them all off.
I'm sorry. I don't know
I don't know that one. We've had random starts, and I don't think it's because the government is trying to listen in on my conversations, which would be boring. I would pity the poor fool who would be listening in. But it picks up something off the TV that triggers and says, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Sometimes it stopped a line of dialogue from the movie has stopped the movie.
Yeah, that's been interesting. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And then you realize you're kind of on pause, and it's like, okay, that's just bizarre.
Again, the technology is not perfect. People are not perfect. No, if you have a conversation with people in your day-to-day life, do they absolutely, positively understand every utterance 100% of the time? No, wars have started over that sort of stuff. Not to mention, misunderstandings that have led to unfortunate circumstances. So, but this update, this update clobbered my HBO subscription.
Yeah,
and
it
wanted me to sign up all over again. I'm going, no. I'm already signed up. They don't make it clear, but what you have to do is go into your Fire Cube menu, which you do off that little pen remote thing, the little flat very flat remote, and go into your settings and then restart the Fire Cube, and then your stuff comes back.
That's crazy.
But they don't tell you that anywhere.
No, but you're a huge advocate to start with the simplest thing first.
Yeah, exactly. So
after you struggled with that for a while, I was just about to say, why don't you just reboot it when you said, I'm going to reboot it.
Yeah. And that's the same with your home network, with your thermostat, with and I know there's people that, well, don't have one in the first place. But if you do have these devices and they are misbehaving, often a restart. In fact, our phones used to advise restarting them once a week. The notes don't recommend that. I would still do that about once a month at the very minimum. Just do a restart, and that kind of clears the crud out of the phone's operating system, because it can get confused. Time once again, we do this so many times a year. The worst passwords of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
The king of bad passwords.
Is the same as always, I'm sure.
Same as it ever was. 1, 2, 3, oh. 4, 5, 6.
Well, is that an advancement from just using password?
Well, that's, let's see here. I don't see the list. Around 10% of people have used at least one of the top 25 passwords. 3% are guilty of using 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, you think of the number of people who use a PC or a smartphone or whatever. That's a significant number of people, enough to attract criminal attention.
Well, this is good. The company that follows these things said that, is it Kanye West?
Kanye West, yeah.
Had 00000.
Six zeros.
Yeah, six zeros on his iPhone passcode. So Splash Data has come up with this list, you know. But, yeah, 3%, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like, really, people?
Let's see here. The top two, which is, of course, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and password. The Satan themed 666666 comes in at number 14, and the charming, if ill-advised, princess, the 11th worst possible password to use. And coming in at number 23, I sound like Casey Kasem, coming in at number 23, Donald.
Really, people, be
any
creative.
Common name is
even
a
if you're gonna
terrible
do,
password.
Even if you're going to do that, at least use a combination of capitals and lower letters, or maybe replace the O in Donald with a zero or something like that, which is kind of common. So you'd have to be careful. But if you capitalize the D's on both ends of it and put the zero in the middle, you know, that makes it a lot harder for people to do that. You get in there. So it's interesting. The first seven are some variation on a theme of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
except for password
in the number two slot, or 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 6 ones. That's in there as always, and you gotta love this.
The first real word is sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah. Aside from password, QWERTY, which is easy
to do on
your keyboard. Yep.
And
from
if you
left
wanted
to write,
but this will fool them. Instead of QWERTY, I'm going to type !! # $! % %! %! And *! Well, guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
That is the whole, that's holding down the shift key and typing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right. ABC 123's on here in the top 20. Or 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Password
monkey.
One.
Why would monkey be so popular? It's always popular.
I don't know.
I have that. I love you. Princess football, Charlie. I'm not sure why that outranks Donald, and then
did Charlie beat Donald?
And then password one or QWERTY 1, 2, 3. It's like
all right,
really, people.
Let us say it again. One more. It's like remember the old commercial with the egg in the frying pan? Okay, one more time. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Remember that commercial?
Yes.
It was an iconic commercial.
Yes.
One more time. Pick a phrase that has meaning to you and yours. String all the words together, and then randomly do uppercase letters, like make every vowel uppercase. Substitute easy, like the ampersand for the letter A, the numeric 1 for a letter L. Simple thing, an E can become a 3. Now, these are fairly common and could be cracked, but if you have a complex, and it could be...
You have a combination of them. They're going to go look somewhere else. They're going to go look for the person that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A movie dialogue line that you and your spouse always bust up about. Something you're going to remember.
Right.
Is probably the easiest hard-to-crack password.
Right, and is straightforward. So you go, well, it takes too long to type it in. Well,
how long is it going to take you to fix the problems after you've been hacked?
Well, there's that. And the other option you have is to, you can make up a word that's the first letter of that phrase as well. That shortens things up, but that helps you remember what the password is.
Uber Tech Radio will be back with more tech news you can use after this. It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often, waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423. Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort. At 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive.
And welcome back. It's Boomer Tech Radio. And like, take that bottom of the hour break, have a little coffee, a little conversation, catch our breath.
Figure out what the next story is.
Yeah, figure out what we're going to talk about
all
next.
All the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you like to follow our stories, and I'm probably going to keep this going even after we take a break on the show, is Flipboard Magazine, and you can subscribe to Boomer Tech Radio. And if you want to look real quick, I don't know how many subscribers there are to the Flipboard Radio, and not many. It's on the order of
58 followers.
58 followers.
But there's been a lot of page flips, and those aren't all us.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that have,
it's a minor thing.
Seen some things, yes.
Of course, what Flipboard is a news aggregator. They gather news from many, many sources. In the case of our upcoming story here from Engadget, who we've met the folks from Engadget at CES. We're not doing CES this year because, quite frankly, we're moving. We're getting the radio station wrapped up here, engineering-wise, and there's other things. There's life. Brenda's retiring. Yay!
Yay!
And we've got a lot of, but we have a lot of stuff going on.
Well,
we are, too. We are live today, so if you give a call, 530-605-4567.
I think we forgot to mention that.
No, we did. I failed to mention it.
That's okay.
But
at least we didn't get calls in the first half hour.
Yeah.
No, we love to get your calls.
We do enjoy getting calls.
It's very cool.
So from Engadget comes a story. You know, Facebook, everybody's been picking on Facebook. If you heard the news at the top of the hour, the revelation, and I've got that somewhere in the stack here, the revelation that they ended up getting busted because their user pictures were being exposed for about a week.
Well, Facebook's in trouble in Europe anyway. It's the same kind of thing. With the stuff that they want to, they're passing on information that's kind of unauthorized. So, anyway.
And we go to the phones. Hal wants to talk about passwords. Hal, welcome to Boomer Tech.
Hey, I love Boomer Tech Radio. I got to get online and become a follower. Hey, you guys were talking about passwords and 123456 common password common. Here's I worked as a privacy officer for a medical clinic one time, and one of the recommendations was making sure you didn't write down your password and leave it nearby. I mean, you do all the good things.
The sticky note on the monitor, yeah.
Sticky on the monitor. How about taped under your mouse pad?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
There was an interview in Byte magazine with a burglar. It says, if I take their computer, I take all the paperwork within 3 feet.
Yeah.
Well, if they stole the one at home, they would be in good shape because I have the super secret squirrel book that has stuff in it, and I have to because I don't use the same one for them. But I think it's a little bit old school to not have it written down, but it's okay to write it down and put it in the safe, or write it down and put it in some disconnected location.
Well, I have a little beat-up notebook.
Right, but is within commonly when we're sitting at our computers, we put those within reach.
Of course.
And now here's the recommendation from Byte was to, in your cell phone, create, you know, a family database, you know, where you put your friends, your friend, your grandma, and the like, and place the names in there as your passwords for your Amazon and separate it, because your cell phone doesn't commonly stay where your computer is at home.
That's true. And then there's also little devices you can get that are not even connected that you can store your passwords electronically. That you could probably leave near your computer, but don't. It probably has a password, but don't make that password 123456. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You could use, like, Dashlane or FastPass or one of the. I tried it for a while. It was too much trouble. Because if you lose the master password, you're just hosed.
That was the bottom line, wasn't it, Bob? If the hassle factor becomes too great, we become complacent with our passwords. But the recommendation would be don't leave it written down.
Yeah.
Under your mouse pad, where the burglar's going to find it.
I never thought
about
it.
Enjoy the program. Thank you so much.
Hal, thank you very much for calling in. So, obviously, we are live today, and the phone calls, at least, are sounding better than they sounded last week.
We're alive today? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, we are alive.
Yeah, I was just teasing.
Well, I've been on coffee since about 6 a.m., so...
You're going to need a nap this afternoon when you crash and burn.
Facebook's portal hub, because let's face it, everybody trusts Facebook. They put a camera in their home, right? A camera and a microphone. And,
sure.
Yeah, we want to do that with Mark Zuckerberg and company because they have proven themselves so trustworthy, tongue firmly in cheek. The Portal and Portal Plus smart calling devices have been available for about a month, but they're already getting some upgrades. The latest version will get news content from ABC and CNN, Monday Night Football from ESPN, recipe support, and some instant games like Battleship. Zuckerberg, of course, wants his service to be the be-all, end-all hub for everything. And the most consumers worldwide are going, I don't think so, bucko.
Right, yeah. One source to rule them all. Not happening.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're already in quite deep trouble with in Europe. So they're not popular everywhere.
What's interesting, the portal is going to be like a... now, Amazon, of course, has their video frame. I forget what the Amazon one is called. I should know that right off the top of my head. I expect Google to bring out a frame. You know, when it's not doing anything else, it's just showing. It's kind of like, I mean, yes, you could do this with a laptop, but this is just a standalone device. Smart speaker / video screen.
Hmm.
And this is just the latest come to the party. Apple kind of, they want you to, of course, just grab your iPhone and use that with FaceTime or whatever.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they did a FaceTime standalone screen to control the HomeKit. Hopefully it won't be the abysmal failure that obviously the HomePod has been.
Whatever did we do before we had these devices to help us?
But you've seen in...
I have to admit, though, that I am rather addicted to the verbal commands for light switches.
That is
very handy.
See? Hey, A lady, turn the...
G lady.
Yeah, or G lady. Actually, our Wemo smart plugs respond to either one.
Right, but it's the not way we're hey set up. A, it's hey G.
Yeah.
It's just A or hey G.
Yeah.
But you could say hey A, and I'm sure it would pick it up on it because it just ignores the hey, but anyway.
Yeah, the $199 portal and the $349 Portal Plus have come out at an odd time of year, plus the company is getting an awful lot of criticism over privacy issues. And it says right here in the article, a lot of folks might not trust the firm with a camera and microphone device placed in their homes.
You think?
Doesn't help that Facebook itself has not been very forthcoming as far as whether they're going to use them to shove ads at you.
I am so surprised that these companies think people are just going to say...
Just roll over like trade seals.
And say, oh, that's great. You know,
oh,
bring
what
it
a
on.
Marvelous thing.
Right. And that's kind of arrogant.
Of course, the Echo came out with very little fanfare. Remember that? 2 years? It's been a little over 2.5 years when the Echo came out.
Yep.
With little fanfare, and people go, well, what is this thing? And it suddenly became
the thing to have.
The voice assistant that actually worked because Siri was already out, but it didn't. It's like the TV show where the lady says, well, it's like Siri when it works.
The reference was to Siri, did I misinterpret that when they said it's like Siri when it works.
Yeah, but there was a voice command system.
Right. Were they poking fun at Siri or was that the context that I got out of it?
Well, they were poking fun at Apple. I think it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. So it wasn't. That they were saying when the system they were talking about works, they were saying
when Siri works. when it comes to verbal search engines, you've got, of course, Siri. You've got Google, and then you've got the Echo. Hey, Google, of course, is way out in front in terms of day-to-day usage. Amazon very closely behind with the Echo. Siri a distant third, and, of course, running dead last, no matter how many you put on the list, would have to be Bixby. Does anybody actually use Bixby? I don't know of living soul who uses Bixby, and yet there it is on your Samsung phone, and you can't get rid of it.
That's the irritating part. Yeah. come up with these names?
Yeah, I tell you what. Bixby.
You know, you should be able to name your thing anything you want. You
know, I believe that is in the works.
Right. Hey, jerk. Hey, you know, whatever.
Our Echo
hey, Marshmallow.
Is,
hey.
Our Echo is set up to respond to computer because that's a Star Trek thing, you know. It's kind of fun to say computer lights or computer living room lights and have it. But she's so smarmy when she does it. The response, the readback from the, okay, turning on the living room lights. It's so chirpy, perky. I do not feel perky.
There are times when the tone of voice of those is just downright annoying. It's like, what? Well, you know what makes you so cheerful? Not that you want them to be deadpan either, but it's pretty funny. And they never vary from it, you know. The one I like is every time we use the Wemo things to turn the lights on, the lights turn on, and then they come back with the command.
There's a delay.
Turning on. Yeah. It's interesting.
Or last night it said, can't find the device,
did it
and
anyway.
They turned on the lights anyway. Okay, you guys are working together well.
We have to laugh because, you know, technology, it's an imperfect thing.
While we're having fun with the topic, the Echo speakers, time was, if you had an Amazon Echo speaker, but you had Apple Music, you were just out of luck.
Yeah, you could. They're not compatible.
They would not play each other. Looks like they have worked out the differences, and Amazon or Apple Music will be showing up on your Echo-type device.
Right.
To make the A-Lady work with Apple's streaming service, you should just have to jump into the newly updated app and link up your account, and that would be under Options, Option under Settings, then Music. Commands like, hey, A, play music by Halsey on Apple Music. So we will see. It's not Spotify. It's the other streaming music. See, I use it so often I can't remember the name of it. Pandora.
Oh, Pandora.
I got a free Pandora account, which they insert commercials to support it. And I think I used it twice because I have Amazon Music Unlimited. So what I am thinking of, though, when we complete our move, is getting some of those Sonos network speakers so that when you play a song, you can have it throughout the house. Mm. That's kind of cool. And you can actually adjust the playback timing so that you don't get the stadium effect or the echo effect. You can actually set them up so
if you go from one end of the house to the other,
right,
it
stays
continuous.
Yeah, it sounds continuous. Which there's a little bit of little because sound travels at a finite speed.
You have to do a little trickery.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Now, this only works with the Amazon Echo. If you have a Sonos or the Polk speakers that have Alexa support, that isn't yet available. And some pricing needs to be worked out, I expect. this setup also will work with Spotify, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, and Amazon's own music service. So, unclear when or if Amazon Music might show up on Google Home, because let's face it, Amazon or Apple and Google are locked in a steel cage death match. it's definitely going to be a while. A show earlier today, one of the hosts, who's a tech savvy guy, he had a Chromebook, which I found interesting for surfing. Documenting, checking, you know, listening to music, traveling around. Hard to beat it, one of these Chromebooks where they average about 150 to, well, about, I think the highest priced Chromebook's about not quite $500. But, of course, they run a unique operating system that is neither Apple nor, Windows. They run a Chrome OS, but they work very, very well, especially if you do Google Docs and things like that. Chromebooks are pretty handy devices. And plus, at that cost, if you spill a cup of coffee on your Chromebook, it'll be irritating. But for one thing, your documents are safe because your Google Docs are all stored in the cloud on your Google Drive. But also, you're not out of, you know, if you spill a cup of coffee on your MacBook, which somebody sitting in this very room did, I think it was a cup of water, fried the MacBook Pro.
Ooh.
Yeah, just put it out of commission. Fortunately, the way that apples are made, repair guy was able to find a new chassis. Take the hard drive out of the computer and just slide it into the new computer and keep on trucking. Whereas we're at a Windows machine, the hard drive is keyed to the hardware in that computer, so you can't just take the drive out of a Windows machine and pop it in another machine.
It'd be nice, right?
It would be nice, because when my motherboard failed on my game machine, I had to redo. I had to buy a new copy of Windows 10, which just really ticked me off. But there's a workaround on that I discovered. If you have a Windows 10 machine, you do a recovery key on a USB that shows that you have a valid license for Windows. And then, should your hard drive or your motherboard or whatever go kapoof, you use the key to reinstall your operating system with your existing license, and it deauthorizes the old computer, so you're not, you know, handing out copies of your Windows 10 operating system.
Right.
If you do use a Chromebook, a new feature will let you annotate PDF documents. Now, that's something I can do on my Mac, on my iPad, which is kind of cool. You can pull up a PDF document and then take your pen or stylus or your finger and mark up a PDF document, which is something you normally cannot do on a touchscreen-based device.
Right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you can draw circles or add, you know, put it, look here at the pie chart or whatever.
Right.
Pretty cool stuff.
Could be handy.
Yep.
Apparently there was an email bomb threat distributed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's interesting, because I had no such thing in my workplace. But there are ways for systems to automatically identify spam mail or something that's not right about the email. It might be where it came from, that sort of thing. And the wording is a bit awkward, but essentially it said if you don't pay up via Bitcoins, then your building will blow up.
Yeah. This is apparently the same group of scammers who recently bombarded inboxes with sextortion messages. They claim to have recorded people watching porn. They use the same...
we got one of those at work. It was oddly worded, for one thing.
They use the same IP addresses to send out extortion messages, according to Cisco's Talos Security Group. The spammers have been changed, so the word got out that the sextortion was a hoax.
Epic
so,
fail.
They moved into the bomb threats.
Right.
Message reads, "Good day, I write you to inform you that my man has hidden a bomb," and then it gives a chemical formula, "in the building where your company is conducted." Okay, now, the obviously this is not English as a first language type person. "It was constructed according to my guide. It can be hidden anywhere because of its small size. It is impossible to destroy the building structure by this excluding..." Okay. "In the case of its explosion, there will be many wounded people." It's awkwardly written.
It's
so
very
that's the first clue
written.
That's, you know...
Yeah, this is not normal. And it's like, really... You know, why would you get this email? Yeah. And so they just broadcast these things out there when they get some mailing list from someplace and blanket it. It may have hit an executive of a company who gets a little bit nervous about this stuff, possibly.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody fell for this one because it's one line. "You must solve problems with the transaction by the end of the working day. If the working day is over and people start leaving the building, the bomb will explode." You know, and it's...
That's nonsensical.
Yeah, it is. It's, but I've seen. I have to show you some instructions. I got a USB to network adapter, and the instructions are hysterical because they're obviously directly translated from Chinese.
Oh yeah, yeah. They have a little trouble with some things.
Yeah. Pacific Rim Uprising, they had some humor related to non-native speakers of Mandarin, and I think the bad woman who turns out to be one of the heroes in the end, your Mandarin makes you sound like an idiot.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
Oh dear me. Okay, if you are a Netflix junkie, Friends will be available on Netflix for another year because they ponied up $100 million. Imagine that. Netflix paid $100 million for the rights to have Friends. Now, I never watched Friends. I may have seen one or two episodes. But the platform is shelling out $100 million to keep the hit 90s sitcom for another year, after users went completely berserk online after hearing that the show was being pulled. Other movies leaving the service include Armageddon, The Lord of the Rings, and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. All will be leaving effective December 31st.
Wow.
So there you go. We are coming up on our top of the hour break.
That was one that I never watched.
Which one?
Friends.
Friends? Yeah, yeah, I didn't watch that either. More Boomer Tech Radio coming up immediately following SRN News. Since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program.
But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal judge in Texas rules the Affordable Care Act invalid, but supporters of Obamacare promise to appeal, and President Trump is seizing the moment to call for an overhaul.
Obamacare remains in effect while appeals are happening, but President Trump, who campaigned on repeal and replace, tweeted Congress should pass a new health care act.
It's a huge loss for the American people. So if President Trump sees this as a victory, that's very unfortunate.
Law professor and healthcare expert Timothy Joe says because the Affordable Care Act covers so many aspects of health insurance for those getting it themselves or from their employers, this ruling affects almost every American.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage.
Jost predicts it will go to the Supreme Court, which will uphold Obamacare. I'm Julie Walker.
After announcing he temporarily filled his vacant chief of staff position by tapping Budget Director Mick Mulvaney to take over from John Kelly, President Trump says Ryan Zinke is leaving his post as Interior Secretary in 2 weeks. A federal government shutdown looms as the president weighs his next move on funding his promised border wall.
Although ticking toward a possible partial government shutdown next Friday, there's no sign of urgency in Washington. The House is on an extended 5-day weekend, and work won't resume until Wednesday night. The Senate is on a 3-day break, with work resuming Monday. The key issue holding up a spending bill is President Donald Trump's insistence that funding for his border wall must be included. The president wants $5 billion, but Democratic leaders are offering no more than $1.6 billion. Without a resolution, parts of the federal government would shut down at midnight December 21st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The first of 6 bowl games is over. In the Celebration Bowl, NC&T beats Alcorn State 24-22. This is townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Mexico's new government has detailed plans to build an oil refinery in the home state of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
In addition to building the new facility, the oil-producing country intends to renovate 6 others as Mexico attempts to lower its dependence on imported fuel. Mexico's energy minister says the country will import 80% of its gasoline needs this year because existing refineries work on average at 38% of capacity due to a lack of maintenance and investment. She says the national oil company Pemex should be able to meet 70% of Mexico's gasoline needs.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports López Obrador said his government will spend an additional $3.65 billion next year on Pemex, which has seen its crude extraction plummet to levels not seen in years. Genoa's mayor is promising his city will have a new bridge by Christmas 2019 to replace the one that collapsed last summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Salt Lake City gets the green light to bid for the Winter Olympics, most likely for 2030, in an attempt to bring the Games back to the city that hosted it in 2002 and provided backdrop for the U.S. winter team's ascendance into an international powerhouse.
The Olympic Committee said Friday it was selecting Utah's capital, which stood out as a predictable slam dunk pick in a process that also included Denver and Reno, Nevada. With venues still in place, some of them upgraded from the 2002 Games, Salt Lake claims it can host again at a lower cost than other candidates, which aligns with the International Olympic Committee's new blueprint for the Games. It's almost a certain bet that the bid will be for 2030, though the USOC left open the possibility for other dates. Patrick Frost reporting.
Birthdays today. Actor-comedian Tim Conway is 85. Singer Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes turns 79. Drummer Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five is 76. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later. And often, waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road, just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423. Boomer Tech Radio is the name of the show. My name is Bob Belongi.
And along with Brenda Belongi.
And along with Living in a Digital World, Hour 2 of the program of Goodies, Gadgets, and Gizmos. And tech news we hope that you can hopefully use.
Our theme music.
Our theme music composed and performed by George Wood. It is called 8-Bit Junkie, and we got it off the PodSafe Music Network. And we got permission to use it for this program almost 10 years ago.
Does anything have 8 bits anymore?
Probably your microwave oven.
That's like really old school.
Yeah. Yeah, 8-bit microprocessor.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. 128, not far away.
Yeah. So we have Ring. Security lights and cameras.
Yeah.
They also make a doorbell that has a little camera on it. I think that was one of the first things they made.
Yep.
And this comes from, they have a picture of a Ring, but BGR, I forget who they are, as a media source. But anyway, the article's titled Amazon Patent Hints at Using Doorbell Cameras to Build a Suspicious Persons Database. Is that a little intrusive?
It could be, but right now you can, if you get a picture of a suspicious person or a porch pirate, you can share that picture online with people in your area. You know, hey, be on the lookout for this person.
Well, this is a thing that the ACLU is somewhat challenging because the patent from Amazon, it says in this article, paints a picture of a dystopian, nightmarish future. Strong words for the patent application make headlines over fears that Amazon could use the Ring doorbell camera the company had acquired to build a robust tool for creepy surveillance. You know, that might be an overreaction, but then again, maybe not. You got to wonder if it's like we say many times on this show, you can use the technology for good or use it for rather nefarious activities. But how cool would it be if you walk up to your door and it says, you know, oh, I recognize you, and let you in?
Yeah.
And so specified face recognition gives access to the door's lock, if you will. And I suspect that's, you know, that's already in existence, but To have everybody has that on their door, if you
right.
will.
And I have shared a video off of my Ring camera. Of course, Ring, a subsidiary of Amazon, as it turns out, according to this article in BGR. But the using a combination of doorbell cameras and facial recognition is a little bit creepy to some people. Although, like I said, having it in the app where you can share with your neighbors, this guy just swiped a package off my door.
Yeah, anybody knows
because these people tend to work a neighborhood.
Yeah. They know that I've seen those, actually, where, say, this person stole this off. This is what was on my security camera. Anybody know who this is type of thing?
Yeah. And even if the person is wearing their the requisite hoodie and things like that, it gives the cops when I called the sheriff's office up there when I had my intruder wandering around because of the clarity of the Nest camera, mm-hmm. I was able to give a pretty good description, including the funky hat the individual had on and the fact that he was wearing a such and such a jacket and in blue jeans and all that. Something you couldn't really get off of one of those cheesy black and white cameras.
Yeah, our porch light security camera doesn't have a real straight face-on view, but a doorbell is positioned in a better location in order to pick up the actual face. Even if there's a brimmed hat on or something like that, it can see underneath that. You know, how long before these thieves just start wearing a ski mask or, you know, something
like
that?
Well, the thing is, though, when somebody is adding that gesture... That because these people want to be as unobtrusive as possible, and somebody pulling on and taking off a mask might attract a little bit of attention. It's like walking into a bank with a ski mask on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's going to get people excited.
That can attract a lot of unhappy attention. By the way, I want to clarify. People are not. I thought I made it pretty clear in the announcement. The regular talk shows will be on tomorrow. But tomorrow afternoon, after the 3 o'clock hour, after the 2 o'clock shows play, probably right around 3 p.m., we're going to take the station down for a couple of hours. It could be longer, but the plan is for a couple of hours. And the reason for that is that we have to move a whole lot of stuff around in here to get ready for the new KCNR on-air studio. And that's going to be yours truly with a little help from friends moving a whole mess of wires. This takes a lot of wires to make. This is not like a car stereo.
Yeah. And nothing's color-coded like white, yellow, or red type of thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Black or red.
You make all this, you kind of have to customize, build this. But, yeah, suspicious person database based on doorbell cameras. Now, the government isn't directly looking at your doorbell camera, at least not that we are aware of. But there have been cases, though, now like some district attorneys who aren't 100% clear on the concept have been demanding that Amazon turn over all Alexa records for a crime scene. On the off chance that the device might have picked up a snippet of conversation, but unless the trigger word has gone off, your Alexa would not have recorded the conversation or any ambient sound. It only starts picking up words when it is triggered. Now, sometimes it'll trigger at random, and I guess that's what these law enforcement people are hoping, is that just by chance... The trigger had been spoken.
What happens in this Ring doorbell thing if someone looks a lot like somebody else, and it uses its X number of points facial recognition to say, hey, criminal 36 Alpha is over at this house, go get it, and they bust in the house and it's the wrong person or whatever.
Yeah,
there's some potential for this. The privacy experts are bothered by this as well. I mean, why should your picture be taken and automatically compared to a suspicious person database and things like that? And that part's
that's a little Orwellian.
That is a bit Orwellian. Yeah, don't agree with that one.
Now here's a product that the mouse looks pretty dated, but you want to talk about some cutting-edge technology. It's a wireless mouse. It's called the Zcan Wireless Scanner Mouse. Not only is it a mouse that moves your cursor around on your screen, but it has a built-in document scanner. The product page says you can scan printed text from books, magazines, newspapers, and edit and make it editable right away into MS Word.
Oh, my gosh.
Will work
crazy.
With Windows machines, Mac OS, 199 optical character recognition languages. It will scan to speech and scan to translate directly on iPhone and iPad. So this is a neat thing for people who are visually impaired.
Right. Or if you want to copy that recipe out of a magazine. Yep. I mean, I could see some applications for that.
If you scan in a table or a spreadsheet, you can tell it that that's what it is, and it'll go ahead and build the cells in your Excel.
That's amazing.
It'll identify foreign languages by using Google Translate.
Of course, this capability isn't in a $15 mouse.
No.
It's close to $120.
That's still...
Still, for what its capability is, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. There was a pen scanner out a couple of years ago that was, I think it was Hamacher Schimmler sold it or somebody like that.
It was
a big fat pen that was also a scanner.
Yep.
But that's another thing laying on your desk that gets misplaced. Your mouse is already right there.
Yep.
So for quick scanning, especially one of the big pains in the butt that volunteers in a certain organization have to deal with is you have to scan your receipts.
Yeah.
And how nice would it be to pop the receipt down and just wiggle the mouse over it and boom, now you've got a nice PDF you can send off.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be very good.
Pretty cool stuff.
Or if you want
Zcan. Zcan. Zcan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a vitamin, Zcan.
Zcan wireless scanner mouse.
Yeah.
Another interesting use of technology here is that in the article, there's a link to Amazon to buy this thing now.
Oh, yeah,
not unusual. I've seen it before, but it's still pretty funny. Rather shameless use of you reading the article.
Well, this is what it is, and here's where you can buy it.
Right.
Let's see here. Now we talked a couple of weeks ago because we have friends who own an Airstream and they love their Airstream, which has remained relatively unchanged, in its concept since 1930s.
Quite some time, yes.
The same basic shape has remained. You can tell one of those really old Airstreams because the construction is a little bit different. But a few weeks ago, we read a story about an Airstream that's a smart home on the inside because they are appealing to a more tech-savvy... Now, if you have to have a smart home when you're going out camping... we know people who won't go to who won't go to a campground that doesn't have cable.
Right. Full hookup inside.
Full hookup and plus cable.
Yeah, you know, you're pushing $60, $70 a night for this place. I spend that on a motel. They do the cleanup.
Oh, dear me. Now, here's a there's a couple of, the I.O. Camper. It's a camper van that you open up the back end of it, and a module comes out of it. It slides out and folds out like a piece of origami, and now you've got a little living space. Now, that probably means that when it's not in place, you don't have a lot of storage room. But this thing is pretty huge inside. They've got a picture of it, the I.O. Camper. Now, here's a little teardrop-looking trailer called a Mink. And the Mink is got rounded edges, round doors, porthole-style windows. But it also is very green in that it has a rooftop solar panel, and it's really insulated. A lot of these little trailers aren't very insulated.
Yeah, they aren't insulated.
It's watertight on the bottom. They show a picture of this thing going through fording
really
a stream.
Really big muddle puddle.
Yeah.
Like a really big mud puddle.
Kind of cool.
It is. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, it does look like it's fording a stream there. So that vehicle's in pretty decent water, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be careful.
Yeah. That's not good for your brakes.
High-tech stuff coming to these campers. It's really quite interesting. The IO camper looks like one of these big Nissan or Mercedes vans.
Yeah, yeah, like a 2500 series van.
You pull stuff out of the back of it and it extends behind.
Like I said, it folds out like origami.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty interesting. So it's kind of a compartmentalized, then it all folds down and gets stuffed back in the van, I gather that. Mm-hmm. So Minx, yeah. The teardrop trailers are, you know, they're not, they can go off-road. They're pretty rugged little things, apparently, is the way they're built. They have definitely the teardrop lifestyle with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a loom trailer, I think they call it. And it has a roof, like a moonroof or a sunroof, I think, things like that. So you can see the stars. That's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah. The loom, yeah, the loom traveler. All kinds of.
There's another one called the Deathless.
Deathless.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's I believe it's covered with.
Oh no, this is interesting. It's got its own motive power, so it's like a power assist that reduces the load.
Oh, there we go.
On your
the vehicle.
Yeah, the electrified.
That's pretty good.
It.
Yeah, it has a little axle that's got some power to it.
Has an 80 kilowatt
hour. Solar pound panels to help with that. A little electric motor.
Well,
and then when you're camping, then you can take advantage of the solar power. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Now, if you've got a, if you got one of these really big Escalades or something, this is kind of neat. The Hitch Hotel. Essentially, it mounts to your.
It's like a big box hanging on your bumper.
Hangs, yeah.
Through your hitch deal. But,
and then it folds out, and it's like an accordion. This is really interesting.
Telescoping.
And it's got little legs to support it up, so the vehicle doesn't rear up like a stallion.
And it essentially is just a bed in there. It doesn't, they call it the Hitch Hotel. It doesn't have any kitchen equipment or water. It doesn't even have a mattress. You have to bring your own gear with it. It's just essentially this box that set you up, but it does have a roof vent, and it has a 12-volt light, a door lock, and a USB port. So that's a type of thing. So
now Airstream has also, we mentioned them at the top, they have a, not to be confused with the camera or the video camera, not to be confused with the video camera or the thermostat, Airstream is releasing a trailer called The Nest. It's fiberglass instead of the usual aluminum. So the Oregon
design, isn't it the cutest?
Yeah.
It looks like an Airstream, but it's obviously a much lighter material probably.
Yeah, it weighs 3,400 pounds, fully climate controlled. And you better really want one because they're just shy of $50,000.
Yeah, they're not terribly cheap.
You're buying a lot of hotel rooms for $50,000.
The Escapapod is interesting. It basically mounts a tent on top of your teardrop trailer. So kind of interesting, some of these combinations. You got to wonder about the durability of some of these. In the back of the teardrop trailer is a big Yeti ice chest and a little cooking space, typical of a teardrop where the kitchen was there. You just need to have something more to cover that, you know. But it has the door would keep things dry, kind of, sort of. But it's definitely more of a fair weather type of camper. So it's interesting how a lot of this stuff is, you know, some high-tech stuff is coming to these trailers.
Yeah. Moving along.
It's just amazing, some of the interiors in these things.
Now, we've mentioned something similar to this. One of the big things that happens when you try to mine cryptocurrency is that you generate, you suck up a lot of energy. And you generate a lot of heat because it takes a lot of computational power to crunch the numbers to mine for Bitcoin. So you have to, in order to earn a Bitcoin, you have to solve some extremely complex computations. These aren't random. This is actually resolving the spreadsheet for the Bitcoin calculations that say who's got what. It's basically the index of Bitcoin, and the first solution that is correct is rewarded the Bitcoin. And it's a timed thing. It only happens I think 22 minutes or something like that.
Isn't right. So there are areas where trailers have been moved in with loaded with computers where the power is cheap because it takes a lot of power to run these computers, and those computers produce a lot of heat, and that is the brainchild behind this article that we're looking at is that it was in Canada where it gets cold in the winter.
Yeah.
And this company, which I think it's enormously funny, the name of the company is Heat Mine.
Yeah.
Because you're mining bitcoins, and here the heat mine is going in. And
so you have a water-cooled computer that's pumping the hot water into a jacket that works a water heater. And then you use that hot water for washing and whatever. Not the water directly from the computer. Very interesting. Have 63 graphics cards connected by PVC and copper piping. But and this is all going to...
You can use that water, of course, either for bathing or laundry or radiant heat floors, actually.
And this is why you're able to now get really good deals on graphics cards for your PC, because NVIDIA and AMD manufactured all these cards anticipating a huge demand for the cryptocurrency mining boom, and now that demand has faded down a little bit, and all of a sudden there's this glut of cards on the market, which I believe successfully mentioned about a year ago that this was going to happen. Oh, dear me.
Unintended consequences.
Yes. Apple.
Unforeseen consequences.
TechCrunch has an article about Apple. They are producing new content. Remember Charlie Brown Christmas was a staple for many, many years?
Oh, yes, the poor tree.
Yes. Well, there was the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, which was a huge success. In the following year, they came out with a Charlie Brown Christmas. Apple, now there was a movie.
Would Lucy be considered a bully?
Yeah, she's not politically correct, is she? Peanuts, of course, was created by Charles Schulz. He wrote and illustrated the popular comic strip for 50 years, starting back in 1950. But the new content from Apple, its short form, will have Astronaut Snoopy, which is aimed at getting kids excited about STEM. Snoopy is, of course, supposed to be a beagle. I've never seen a beagle actually looks like Snoopy.
Well, it has the ears and whatever, but black and white beagles, no.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It sort of looks like a beagle.
Yeah. There was the computer animated Peanuts movie grossed $246 million worldwide. Not a huge smash, but successful enough that Apple has decided they want to do some short form content. The DHX Productions acquired a controlling stake in the rights to Peanuts. Schulz family holds the remaining 20%. But Apple is lining up new content for their new streaming service. And they want to, just like they do with their App Store, keep things as family-friendly as possible. Because that's been a big thing about Apple's. They didn't want to get sucked into the questionable adult content that could have landed them in trouble. They find many other ways to get themselves in trouble.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Apple, we'll go back to the other story on that page after. I wanted to mention a top Apple analyst says now that 2019 is not going to be a good year for the Cupertino-based tech company.
Well, it's had its up and downs before, ups and downs before.
One of the most valuable companies in the world could continue to decline into 2019.
I didn't know it was doing so poorly.
Well, they have been sales have been dropping off because smartphones are lasting longer. And when you're selling a $1,000 smartphone, people don't want to replace it in 2 years.
No.
Quarter one of 2018, Apple sold 50 million. Next year, sales should be 38 to 42 million. Still, that's nothing to sneeze at. But investors, of course, when they hear about sales dropping, it doesn't matter what the exact number is. But Apple is trying to squeeze more money out of a smaller customer pool. But I think that Apple is pricing themselves now out of a market.
It may be.
Which is why they came out with the XR, the lower price version of the iPhone
well,
X.
Well, that's not that cheap either.
No, it's still, what, $700-$800?
And Samsung has similar problems because their stuff isn't cheap either.
Yeah, a lot of reviewers are saying that the XR is a much better deal than the
XS. Yeah, and it doesn't have too many fewer features than the more expensive version.
It's all relative, and of course, Apple's pretty much a status symbol. Boomer Tech Radio, I'm Bob, she's Brenda. This is the tech news you can use, and back for one more segment after this.
It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school, or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort, at 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive. Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading. On the web at advancedautoreading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
One more time, Boomer Tech Radio back. This is our third from the last broadcast on this station in this format. We're not sure what we're going to do with the show after the first of the year. We're going to take a break for a number of reasons.
Yeah, one was we'll be up to our eyeballs and busyness.
We're moving. We're pulling up stakes at some point, relocating to Oregon. This is a plan. This is the fruition of something we've been planning on for about 6 or 7 years now. So it's not like we just suddenly said, "Oh, Reading's on fire, we're leaving." No,
no. Nope.
This has been a plan
for quite some time.
An exit strategy.
Well, I wouldn't call it an exit strategy per se, but definitely a relocation strategy.
We like living. We like the idea of living by the ocean.
That was all your fault.
Yeah,
I grew up near the ocean, so I know what that's like.
Yeah, we can move to Eureka, but. That's still in California.
Well, there's that. But it wasn't.
And people in Eureka are nuts.
Isn't what we want to. Well, who's to say that people in Oregon aren't nuts?
Well,
too,
yeah, there's that.
Who's to say we're not nuts?
Well, yeah, there's that. Anyway, we're here for one more half hour, and then we got two additional shows to
this
close
year.
Out the year.
Yes.
And we're going to try to do them both live. Might as well be. We were actually going to go on the road this weekend, this next weekend.
It may happen yet. We'll
it
see.
May. But we have many things to take care of.
We have options.
Yeah, we do. Here's if you're really looking for something excellently cool, and remember, you know, you're down to 9 days. Before the big morning, right, for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
But you can still order one of these. Now, how self-absorbed can this get? People who take selfies in the first place are obviously self-absorbed. We saw at the Christmas parade a couple of people walking around with selfie sticks.
That was amazing.
With a camera out in front of them.
I wouldn't want to pack this stupid thing around.
Yeah.
And then they got this thing sticking.
Well, some venues actually banned selfie sticks because people were getting whacked with them.
Yeah, exactly. I could see how that works.
Well, if a selfie stick is just too archaic for you, how about for $212? Your very own selfie drone. Now, this thing has won a design award, awards at CES for innovation, and it looks like something out of a science fiction movie. Right now, it's $150 off the regular price. The Hover Camera Passport Self-Flying 4K Drone. even at almost 47% off. It's still $212. Now, it may be a little bit expensive, but I don't know if some, you know, look at the price of an Xbox or whatever. But this thing has one purpose. It is to, once it's in a position, it takes pictures of you at a fairly close range. So this is not the thing you're going to send up and over the property to spy on your neighbors, which I do not advise, by the way.
That is a bad idea.
Neighbors, it's a bad idea to take a shotgun to any drone because that is interference with the operation of an aircraft. And the FCC, FAA frowns on that very seriously. I've had people, they fly one of those drones over my property, I'm going to just shoot it down. Not so fast. Bad idea. Get yourself. There was that farmer in, where was it, Arkansas or someplace like that, took a 12-gauge.
Oh, yeah.
Shot a drone.
The drone that he thought was spying on his teenage daughter sunbathing in the yard or something
like that.
And he
ended up in a whole pile of trouble.
Yep.
And like I said, around here, would you really want to blast... especially in the summer, would you want to blast a lithium-ion battery out of the air to land in the dry grass?
Really not a good idea.
Yeah. You might be in the right, but you might be looking at some serious problems.
Yeah, unintended consequences, for sure. Hmm. The camera normally retails for about $400, but this offer of getting it for just around $212 is good, and you can go to the Next Web Deals store and find it there, perhaps. I'm not sure when this article was published exactly, but it's fresh off the press, I believe. So yeah.
That would be your phone on
vibrating. Yeah, quite the thing.
You know, one of my not favorite things to do is to let the dog out in the yard to go take care of business. Now, we don't have a fenced yard, but if we did have a fenced yard,
she'd dig her way out anyway.
Well, I would think about one of these if I had a pet who I could trust to stay in the yard. There's a device, of course, if you have a sliding door, it detects a little tag that your pet is wearing and opens the door for them.
Uh-huh.
And you can override it with a smartphone.
So there's some advantages of that over having the pet door in your sliding glass door, which takes up space.
Right. Requires no tools, does no damage to the door. You totally have control over the door with a smartphone app, but your pet's tag. You can link it to internet-connected cameras and other smart devices. The whole thing is, could this be hacked? This is an Indiegogo project. They've already raised $100,000. If you really want to get one of these, you can go to Indiegogo and take a look. Early bird backers can get a unit for $219. Retail price expected to be around $400. But, if it's just too much trouble to let the dog out, and maybe there's somebody who is mobility impaired and has a service dog that needs to go out, this might be kind of a cool thing.
Yep, it could be handy. And sometimes for the healthier pet, too. Maybe he just wants to go out in the yard and get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of mine had two dog doors, one between the garage and the house, and the other between the house, the garage and outside. And she'd go out and do her thing in the yard and then come in and nose open the treat cupboard and let the door bang shut to let you know that she had done her royal business and that she deserved a treat.
Oh,
and she wouldn't help herself to the treats, but she would let you know that she deserved a treat. And you could tell by the way she came running back in the house when, you know, I feel good.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Story from Android Authority. Rhode Island, the general treasurer of that state, has announced that the employees' retirement system of Rhode Island has filed a motion to lead a shareholder class action lawsuit against Google and parent company Alphabet. Motion pending U.S. court for the Northern District of California. The lawsuit accuses Google of misleading their shareholders and federal regulators when it didn't disclose two Google Plus data breaches while they were happening. The lawsuit says obligation to tell users and investors that private information had been compromised. The lawsuit claims that Google executives decided to hide the breaches from users and continue to mislead investors and federal regulators. And of course, in the usual legal hyperbole, an unconscionable violation of public trust. We are seeking financial restitution. Give us your money on behalf of Rhode Island Pension Fund and other investors. Now, the Google Plus data breach was discovered back in March. They didn't say anything about it till November. The vulnerability reportedly happened between 2015 and March of 2018. So there was a big open door for a while.
Yeah, the whole thing. So, well, if you are a Pokemon Go fan.
And if you're a Google Plus user, it dies next August due in part to this breach.
Uh-huh.
Well, we couldn't fix it. We'll just shut it down.
Yeah, I don't think I ever really got with it on Google
Plus. I use Google Plus. I followed a couple of... I didn't post anything on Google Plus, but I know some people who did. And they're actually trying to find a new outlet for their... between that and, of course, Tumblr restricted calling anything that shows... like a millimeter of skin, adult content, and shutting it down. A friend of mine was posting 1950s fashion magazine pictures, and they're being flagged as inappropriate by Tumblr. Obviously, the automated software not
a little overzealous.
Yeah, being a little bit overzealous.
If you are a Pokemon Go fan, it's just amazing.
Remember that was just a totally nuts thing?
And whatever is a Pokemon, this big... Well, I guess that's Pikachu.
Those are Pikachus,
yeah,
in the
big
picture.
Yeah, they look like... I don't know if there's people in there or not. I'm not sure what they're doing with all these Pikachus lined up. Look like they're going to go in the water. I'm not sure, but I believe the parent company's name is Niantic.
Yeah.
And they are actually seeking to be a valuation. In other words, to become worth $3.9 billion. That seems a bit outrageous. They want to raise $200 million in venture capital. And I'm not sure what they're planning on doing with that. I gather that it's going to be to develop games and such like.
The augmented reality platform is being opened up to other developers. Samsung is getting in on the act. So this same software can be used for other things. Company wants to develop a mobile game based on the Harry Potter franchise. People are already seeing things that aren't really there. I mean, this just expands.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Pokemon Go thing. So yeah. It's...
Now I gotta see if I can follow this ad. There's a hot tub in there that is really interesting looking down at the bottom from the web, but there's a USB key that looks like it's the head of Iron Man. I gotta see if I can. It's clickbait. This is pure and simple clickbait, and I'll probably look at about a billion. Curious Finds is the name of the ad.
Huh.
Oh, and now these are neat little stocking stuffers. This is one of these articles that I just happened to run across here. CuriousFinds.com and PhotoStick. Instantly download all of your photos from your PC or laptop in one click. Presumably, this is something that has legitimate uses, or somebody could stick this thing in the side of your laptop and drain all your pictures off of it. PhotoStick, one of the most in-demand gadgets of 2018. They're selling 1,000 units a day. Connect the small thumb-sized drive so you don't have to do a bunch of clicking. It'll automatically sync your pictures and videos onto the stick, finds and removes duplicates. No technical knowledge or computer expertise required. All right, looks good. Peeps is a gadget. It's
those are those marshmallow things at Easter time, aren't they?
Well, this is a glasses cleaner, and this is kind of cool.
I'm being somewhat sarcastic. Yeah.
It looks like a set of tongs.
Oh.
With microfiber pads on them.
Oh, and you rub your lips with
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Let me set the keyboard aside here, and I'll show Brenda the picture of this thing.
Oh, yeah. Little overgrown tweezers with little
pads
on there.
Yeah, and you just kind of rub this thing along in the microfiber. lasts for over 500 individual cleans. Cleans four times faster than those pads in the little envelope.
Which I could see.
You ever get the check engine light and you have no idea what it means? You go to the mechanic.
Yep.
And the trouble is, while our mechanics we trust, there's a lot of unscrupulous mechanics who will say, oh, well, you need a new Gergenschlaufer in your car.
Right.
And you're walking out of there $3,000-$4,000 to the poorer.
Yep.
Whereas a lot of these codes, when the check engine light comes on, a lot of these codes are fairly innocuous things, like the gas cap was loose.
Right.
And that's happened to us a couple of times.
Yep.
Well, this Fixed D, Fixed, F-I-X-D, plugs into the onboard sensor and instantly turns the code into plain English. Now, these things are not 100% foolproof. You certainly don't want to ignore if the car's exhibiting some symptom. You certainly don't want to ignore your dashboard check engine light. But
Yeah, because there's, you know, they can't monitor everything, or they don't monitor everything. So that is a one that you don't want to drive too long once the check engine light comes on, because modern sophisticated systems with all the computer controls and a lot of times it's related to your emission systems, and you can actually cause damage to your engine. If the wrong thing or the right thing goes bad, the right thing goes wrong, if you want to look at it that way. So it's best to avoid that if you can. We had a fault that was no big deal. So before we could get whatever was wrong fixed, we still drove it around for another 500 miles or something like that. But it wasn't anything that needed attention right away. Another good reason to go to Advanced Automotive, they don't do that unscrupulous stuff.
Yeah. Some of these products are a little bit on the weird side. The Dodow, which is
what's that
allegedly going to help you go to sleep faster. The scientifically proven method, when you put the Dodow, D-O-D-O-W, on your nightstand, puts a soft blue light on your ceiling that expands and retracts. When you breathe along with the light as it fades in and out, it helps you relax and calm your mind.
I thought blue light was bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that's
seems counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else here that really strikes me as particularly techy. Curious finds, if you wanted to go to that article and look at it. Now we've mentioned the legal battle going on between Apple and Qualcomm, a big legal battle over chips and who came up with something first and all that. China has ordered a ban on multiple iPhone models, which they claim violate
patents.
Obviously, China would like to see their phones instead of iPhones being sold.
Well, of course. That's, you know, that makes sense.
And oddly enough, of course, since the iPhone is manufactured in China, you know that the patent technology is being stolen on a regular basis.
I'm sure that it's long gone from the company. Yeah, they're very clever reverse engineers, if nothing else.
Yeah. So, they're getting another Chinese company that is exempt from China's ban in order to sell iPhones within China. But these are the older models were the ones that were banned. The 7, the 7 Plus, the 8, and the 8 Plus. Well, those are older models of the iPhone. So it's interesting how these companies just they go at it, and of course Apple and Qualcomm of Apple and Samsung. Everybody picks on Apple because that's the
low hanging fruit, so to speak. Nice pun.
Yeah, there we go.
Goodness, I tried looking up earlier the most popular tech gifts this year, and my search didn't yield much. It comes up with sites that are trying to sell you stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't give you sites that have you know, what's actually selling. That's the site I haven't quite found yet. But I did find one really interesting thing here, and it's some golf ball finding glasses. And they look like kind of futuristic sports glasses, and they have a blue lens. They don't have, you know, any kind of electric enhancement or anything, Matt. But the blue filters out the foliage in the grass, and it makes the white balls show up against any dark background. Kind of interesting. And so it makes it easier to spot where they are if you're rooting around off to the side in taller grass or something like that. Then you can more easily spot golf
balls.
Yeah,
and even the articles.
So it's an analog tech. It's not a high-tech thing. But the fact that they use these blue tinted glasses, that in itself uses technology idea. That available from the Sharper Image, that's no surprise. That's the kind of thing they have.
Okay, now there's a site called IBBB, I'mBringingBloggingBack.com.
Oh, geez. As if blogging had gone away?
Yeah, well, blogging had become an awful lot of commercialism, but a lot of people want to go with video blogs and things like that.
I see.
The Echo Show, that's what we were trying to think of a little while ago, the Amazon's version of the picture frame that also serves as a personal assistant.
Yes.
The Echo Show... second generation, 10-inch HD screen, Dolby sound. Alexa can now show you things like news, music, videos, all with just the voice.
Voice requests.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you sing in the shower, the VicSing, VicTSing.
Sing, yes. Yeah. Like
wireless shower speaker.
Uh-huh. Wireless speaker.
It even has a built-in mic so you can take calls while in the shower.
That's TMI, thank you very much.
But you could also stick this in the sauna or someplace like that where it's a high-moisture environment.
Yeah, well, high moisture is one thing, but I don't want to be bothered when I'm in those locations. I mean, that's one place where you could legitimately have plausible deniability of not having the phone with you and things like that. First time I saw a phone in a motel bathroom, I said, really?
I some high-end folks were the high-powered businessmen. I installed phones in bathrooms.
Yeah, well.
The one that killed me, though, was the executive who not only had a phone in his bathroom, it was right next to a commercial men's urinal in a home. That's a busy guy.
Yeah, I guess so. You have to be that in touch with things that you can't take a break that long.
Oh, man. Hey, if you just can't bring yourself to pay the price of the Apple EarPods, you can get Jabra's Elite 65 True Wireless Earbuds. The price on those is about $79. Let's see here. OtterBox is a good gift if you happen to know what model phone your recipient has. OtterBox is a good gift to protect the phone. I don't get, you know, you buy a $1,000 iPhone and you stick it in your back pocket with a hole in the pocket to show it off.
I don't know.
That is such a bad idea. The Blink XT home security camera is a perfect gift for wanting to know what's happening at home when you are away. About $113 if you go through Amazon Prime. If you want the kit, you can get a kit of them for $191. The Tile. Now, this came out a couple of years ago. Tiles are pretty cool. You tie this thing to your keychain. And then if you misplace your keys, you hit your app, and it'll chirp or buzz, I guess, and you can go find your keys. I could have used that a few times.
Yep, I think everybody could have used that once or twice, at least.
There's a bunch of other stuff. Go to I'mBringingBloggingBack.com, and there's a great list of
Doodads, huh?
Yeah, good. It's like the catalog, you know, things you never knew existed.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, that's all the time for this week. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other. Car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.